Once upon a time, there was a very nice young girl named Cinderella. All the little animals loved her very much, especially two little mice named Gus and Jack. They would do anything for their friend Cinderella. But still, Cinderella did what she could to make them happy. The stepmother Lady Tremaine was cold, cruel and jealous of Cinderella. She was fascinated with giving Cinderella 1,000 chores, and bathing her cat Lucifer was one of the tasks she assigned her. One day, a messenger arrived with a very special invitation. There was to be a ball at the palace. The king wanted his son to find a bride, so all the young ladies of the kingdom had been invited, including Cinderella. Cinderella was very excited about the ball. In the attic, she found a dress that had belonged to her mama. Although the dress was old, Cinderella could make several alterations to it to make it look better. Lady Tremaine didn't want Cinderella to go to the ball, she just wanted the prince to meet Drizella and Anastasia. With luck, maybe he would marry one of the stepsisters. Lady Tremaine ordered Cinderella to do a lot of chores, which would take a whole night to complete. While Cinderella worked, the little mice and birds arranged her dress. They put bows and beads on it that the stepsisters had thrown away. Cinderella was impressed when she saw the dress. Now she could go to the ball. "Thank you so much," Cinderella said. When the stepsister saw that Cinderella's dress had ribbons and beads that had been theirs, they were too upset and tore the dress by tearing off what they had thrown away. Lady Tremaine did not stop them. Without a dress, Cinderella could no longer go to the ball. Cinderella ran into the garden and burst into tears. Suddenly, her fairy godmother appeared. With her magic wand, she turned a pumpkin into a luxurious carriage. Now Cinderella could go to the ball in that carriage, but her dress was still torn. "Bibbidi babbidi babbidi bo," said the fairy godmother. And with her magic wand she transformed Cinderella. She gave her a beautiful dress and glass shoes. Now Cinderella could go to the ball, but on the condition that she would return at midnight. At the ball, the prince could not take his eyes off Cinderella. As soon as the orchestra began to play, the prince started dancing with Cinderella, even though he had never met. He didn't even know her name. Cinderella had always dreamed of a night like that. Sooner than they thought, it was midnight. "Goodbye," said Cinderella. "Come back," said the prince. "I don't even know your name." As she was hurrying along, Cinderella left one of her shoes on the stairs. The prince sent the Grand Duke to find the girl who had left the shoe in the palace. Lady Tremaine locked Cinderella in the attic, so that no one would see her. But Gus and Jack helped her out. Seeing that the shoe didn't fit either of her daughters, Lady Tremaine had the shoe broken but Cinderella had the other shoe. And it fit her perfectly. Cinderella and the prince were married, and everyone celebrated. The little mice wore special outfits for the wedding. Full of joy, the prince and Cinderella lived together happily ever after.